Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Mike Buzbazelli, thank you for joining me again here. Cheers. On Berg Vivant. We're talking about food today.
Yes, I'm an expert.
Which is something many of us are fond of. We attended recently at Lydia's Italy Pittsburgh, a preview dinner of Tanya Bastianich Monwali's latest book, Healthy Pasta, The Sexy, Skinny, and Smart Way to Eat Your Favorite Food.
Now, right, co-written by her brother Joseph Bastianich.
Now, Tanya is actually going to be a guest on our show here in a few weeks talking about the book. But tonight we're going to do a review of what we had to eat, some of the dishes from the book. So the purpose of that dinner, Tanya was there on hand. She was delightful chatting about these recipes. They did some samples in four courses.
With a wine pairing.
Right, which was fantastic.
Yeah. I started with the Prosecco.
Yes.
So before we even had a bite of food, well, that's not true because I had like breadsticks.
Yeah.
Which are like cheesy breadsticks. Mm. But they were long and thin,
figured that was
so I ate like
fine.
10 of them. Yeah.
That's where they went. Yeah. I didn't have a single one.
But anyhow,
all at once, yeah, because you figured 10 thin ones made one big giant.
Yeah,
that's not true. That's not
okay.
How it went down.
Anyway, no, but the Prosecco went down easy. I'll tell you that.
Yes, it was very good.
It was very light and airy. It was not too sweet.
The Flor Prosecco, which is from the Bastianich winery.
Their own vineyards.
Yes, yeah. It was delicious. So this was a four-course dinner. Now, typically, Tanya said that, you know, to, you know, go with the healthy choices, you know, with the all recipes
smart,
under 500 calories.
Skinny and sexy.
You wouldn't be having a four-course meal, but they did want to demonstrate four courses that could be done with recipes from this book. So the first course, the antipasti, we had a pasta frittata with sausage, bell pepper, and scallions. This is how I dream eggs should be. I'm terrible. I can't get eggs right. Okay. Not an omelet, nothing. Because I'll either burn it, you know. But this is how I dream a frittata would be. We only
light,
got a little
fluffy,
slice.
Fluffy, creamy.
But substantial. A lot of flavor, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that came from the sausage, bell pepper, and scallions. And I'm the type that I'll eat breakfast any time of day. Eggs,
oh, yeah,
frittata, omelet, love it.
Breakfast for dinner.
So restaurants
meal.
That will do that for me, I love.
Oh, okay.
Including McDonald's, unfortunately. And this was paired with a summer couscous salad and crunchy vegetables.
I love the summer couscous. Mm. Couscous is another thing that it can be much like brown rice. You have to cook it just right. It has you know when it's overcooked and you know it's undercooked. Couscous has it comes from bulgur wheat. And it has to be just treated right. The choices of vegetable in it were perfect. Crunchy, light, perfect for a little appetizer paired with the frittata. A delicious first course.
A healthy choice and a filling choice.
Yes.
Indeed. Now, along with this in the antipasti, we had turkey meatballs, which I enjoyed because
I don't eat
you
turkey.
Are a vegetarian,
yes.
Which I don't know if a lot of people know that about you.
Oh, okay. Well,
but is it a secret? Have we revealed something?
Oh, no. I have no secrets.
But here's what I'll tell you about the turkey meatballs. I mean, really substantial size, but a lot of times, you know, the quality of the meat
or the amount of grease and fat in it, it'll kind of sit wrong with you. These, again, were done with a recipe from Healthy Pasta. Mm-hmm. So these were very light, very nourishing. You didn't feel like, you know, guilty eating these meatballs.
And very light red sauce.
And the way that they were done, because, you know, you can have, four meatballs can be a meal. Mm-hmm. The way that they were done, it was a perfect appetizer. You didn't feel that it was, you know, too heavy, too greasy, and, you know, the quality of meat was excellent. Again, of course, this was paired with the Bastianich Flor Prosecco, which really blended everything together nicely.
I know. I wanted more Prosecco.
So then we had a salad, ensalada.
Oh, it was the ensalada cotta cruda. Mm-hmm. Cotta cruda.
Now, this wasn't necessarily from a recipe in the book, because salads by nature are typically healthy, unless you're in Pittsburgh and throwing French fries on
it. Though there was a coddled egg in this salad.
Yeah, and we didn't know what a coddled egg was.
You knew what it was.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
I'm thinking we just one that's like given a little extra love and care.
Yes, that's a coddled egg.
Well, no.
It's when you sleep with it next to your bed.
I ain't sleeping with no eggs. But no, this was very good. It was a simple salad, mm-hmm. but what really, I think, made it appetizing to me was there was a very light dressing on it that was, you know, everything was mixed together, and it had just the right hints of salt and vinegar,
not swimming in dressing, very light touch on the dressing, which is another healthy, sexy, smart option by going with a very light dressing, because dressing usually is the thing that adds all the caloric intake to a salad.
Well, right, and it added a lot of flavor, mm-hmm. but yet at the same time, I think it let the flavor of the raw vegetables come through,
right,
too.
Right, cruda. Cruda is Italian for crudite, so, you know, raw vegetables, mm. cruda.
Yes, and my dining companion certainly put the crude in crudite.
I do put the crude in crudite.
But then we got onto the main course, pasta.
Oh, pasta!
So, now, Lydia's typically always has a pasta trio on their menu.
Right.
You can get, you know, three different types of pasta, very fresh, you know, prepared three different ways. So it's a very filling entree.
Right. And at home, you're probably supposed to make one of them.
Right.
And eat probably the portion of one of them.
Well, this really is what Tanya's book is all about, you know, that, you know, pasta getting a bad rap, that you can't eat it while you're on a diet, carbs are evil, but she actually presents a lot of very healthy ways that you can prepare it for yourself.
Thank
right.
you,
I know. Read the book. And she'll talk about it a little bit more in
You don't mean now. Oh, okay.
But the pasta trio this evening was the first of the trio was penne with roasted mushrooms, asparagus, and pine nuts.
Oh, the mushrooms had a nice woody texture. There was like several kinds of mushrooms, I believe.
And the great thing about mushrooms, I think, is that they're the sponge of the vegetable world. They'll soak up a lot of the flavor that you're trying to achieve. So it really adds a nice touch.
Yeah, there was a nice, like, they weren't blackened, but they, because, and they weren't rubbery, because, you know, if you overcook a mushroom, mushrooms get rubbery. Mm. This was just perfectly delicately cooked. Yeah, the flavor was just, coming out of it. Lots of great flavor in that, with the asparagus and the pine nuts. Pine nuts, of course, are popular in a lot of Italian cooking.
Mm-hmm.
They're used in desserts and dinner and everything. So a perfect Italian meal with the penne and the, you know. Then you had the bocchini with tomatoes and prosciutto.
Right, that was
sort of a red sauce.
Right, which you avoided again because of the prosciutto that was in it, which really I didn't really get a lot of taste of. So if it was there, it was minimal.
Light, yeah.
Now to me, this struck me as your standard red sauce pasta. Again, the thing that really stood out with this is very fresh. Not only the freshness of the sauce, but the freshness of the noodles.
Yeah, they make their own noodles.
When it comes to pasta, that makes all the difference. And these, now see, when I make pasta on my own, I like thin pastas,
right?
Angel hair, because I don't.
Oh, this was a thick. This was a
right.
Thick
that was
spaghetti
thing, because
size.
In my mind, thin noodles will trap more of the flavor because you just have more. You know,
yeah, but
space
sometimes
in them.
You want a big
so
noodle.
So these.
Sometimes you want a big noodle. I. What? Oh.
Sometimes.
You, oh. Oh.
Oh. You didn't hear that come out of your mouth?
No.
Anyway,
I was gonna drink. But no, these were
really, you know, substantial, and that one scoop was, you know, a very
healthy size.
Yeah, a very and a correct.
I don't mean that in a healthy.
No, right, it was a healthy portion.
Yeah.
So I think really what struck me most about that was the freshness, not only of the sauce but of the noodles, and.
Then we finished with an orzo with mint and peas.
Right. Now, this is the one that you suggested to have for last because of the mint.
Because the mint
was a good finish.
Nice palate cleanser. Mm-hmm. You don't want to, you know, eat something with mint and then have something else. It's like when you brush your teeth and have a muffin.
Now, and again, it was very interesting that the mint gave it, like a whole, it was not what you would typically think of a pasta.
Right.
And now that's page 45 in Tanya's book. I almost would like to make that as a small, side.
Oh, it'd be a lovely
to an entree.
Side. It really would
It's
be.
One of those things that you could have as an entree or have as a little
right,
side.
Right, because it had snap peas in it. Mm-hmm. Really nice, good snap to the snap peas. The orzo was prepared very creamy, what's the word I'm looking for? Not polenta, but other thing with the rice.
Oh, risotto.
Risotto, like a risotto. Yeah, the orzo functioned like a risotto.
And I would never have thought of, you know, putting the mint in there, but it made a lot of sense. So really, we learned a lot from this dinner, as I did, looking through the book.
Oh, you know what? The Greeks, there is Mediterranean cooking where you use mint in your dinner, the Turkish and Greek cuisine. But it's not, you don't see it in Italian cuisine very often. Or at least I don't see it in American Italian
food. Well, I guess when you're looking at ways to prepare pasta that are healthy, you kind of inevitably have to, go
outside.
The Greek route. Well, if he's listening.
Okay.
And then we finished with a little dessert. And again, because
strawberry rhubarb compote. The rhubarb compote with a strawberry rhubarb sorbet and a little cookie that was a ginger snap.
Mm.
Now, the woman sitting next to me suggested take a little one bite of each and put it on your spoon. And they blended so well together.
Yeah, I had trouble with that because I had stuff falling. I'm like, no, they got all
the cookie was hard to break into because it is a solid.
Well, ginger snaps by nature are
snappy. Yeah. It went snapped and cracked. Delicious dessert. The rhubarb compote. I don't cook a lot with rhubarb. I don't eat a lot of rhubarb, but it was delicious. It had, once again, the nice combination of flavors with you had both sweet and a little bit of sour with it. And then you just put that rich sorbet on top. And the sorbet was rich. And
for sorbet, that was pretty. It was it almost had a custard consistency.
Right, but once again, not overly sugary.
Right, it was just enough sweetness. And again, that was a recipe technically not from the Healthy Pasta book.
Yeah, ginger snap cookies are hard to make healthy.
But it was just
but it was the one cookie, though.
It was just the right amount of sweetness to close off what was a wonderful, wonderful dinner.
Right, and sorbet can be done in a more healthy way. And
I think
it's portion control.
Portion, right. And that was
not that I'm an expert of portion control.
Right. But no, we're very well enjoyed. And again, most all of these recipes can be found in the Healthy Pasta book, which we'll be talking with Tanya a little bit later.
Right. And her brother's month. Like a runner or something. So he's trying to stay really fit.
She talked about
and,
that.
And, you know, runners eat a lot of carbs.
You need to.
Because, that's like they do the carb meal, carbo load, and then go running. I do the carbo loading and skip the running.
Well, different strokes for different
exactly.
folks.
Exactly.
And you'll probably have a stroke.
Have a stroke. I was thinking that right as you said it. There she is. She's lovely. Wait, you got to see the interview.
So yeah, we learned a lot, and really got inspired of, healthy ways to make pasta. Because you do feel guilty,
Eating pasta or any.
Yeah. If I make it, it's because it's
easy. I didn't feel guilty that night, though.
Oh, no.
Lovely meal at Lydia's Pittsburgh.
Service was wonderful. Everyone was great. Tanya was very gracious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we didn't even talk about the other wine pairings. The Limosa, also, they were, And then, oh my God, and then the limoncello at the end.
Oh, we had limoncello with dessert.
Oh my gosh. And I had a cup of tea. Oh, the limoncello, delicious. Also, a traditional limoncello, very sweet, very sour, very delicious.
Yeah. You don't need a lot.
You don't need it.
Yeah. A little goes a long way.
A tiny bit, but delicious.
All right, so what was your... if you had to choose an absolute favorite, what stood out to you the most of this whole... What stood out to you the most?
God, I'm a lush.
Out of all this.
I actually like the ensalada...
the salad.
Cruda. I'm a big salad eater. Mm-hmm. I eat a lot of big salads. And... I enjoyed it. I did really love the penne with mushrooms. I wanted, I was like, can I get a little more?
Now, I'll bet they have that salad on their menu there.
I'm going back. Yeah. I'm going back. I would love to have that salad again. I know that you would love to have the frittata again.
You know what? Yes, it was such a small part of this whole dinner, but you know that I love a good egg dish. I do. And because it's hard for me to get eggs right on my own.
Good egg dish.
Well, it sounds like a song.
It does.
I love a good egg dish early in the morning. Yeah. So, yes, I do. It is the point. But, you know, because we got one sliver of it, and I could have had, like, a whole one as a meal. That would have been great. Because
I should have given you mine. I had sausage. There was sausage
but
in it.
But she's got the recipe in the book here, page 168. So.
Oh, there you
Breakfast
go.
Breakfast in the Back, which, incidentally, is the title of my autobiography.
So all you'll get in the back.
Oh, stop it. But we highly recommend all these. But yeah, you're right. The frittata was probably, again, not a huge spotlight on it, but it stood out to me.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, I liked all of it, though. Oh, God, that rhubarb. The rhubarb compote. Mm. I'd go back for seconds on that, too.
Yeah, so get on down to Lydia's.
Lydia's Pittsburgh.
Taking right the quality the and the great service, and take a look at Healthy Pasta, the sexy, skinny, and smart way to eat your food.
Sexy pasta.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.